Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tezayin Parsha Truma Sicha Dalad. This is also a Siyum on Masechta Chagiga. In the Pasuk wo es wird gesagt im Zivivev Binyuwe Amishkan Ba'amigdash, the Pasuk which tells us the mitzvah of building the Mishkan in the Migdash, which is V'asul in Migdash, wird in selben Pasuk gleich ausgeführt. Immediately the Pasuk says, concludes that mitzvah, as the kavane und tachlis from the binyan is, that the purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash is, as Hashem says, I will dwell amongst them. So that Hashem's presence will be found in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. For the ikre avayda be Beis HaMikdash is given the avayda of korbanos. One of the main avodas of the Beis HaMikdash was the bringing of the korbanos of the offerings, the sacrifices. Umvi the Rambam zokt, and as the Rambam actually links them as the tachlis mitzvahs, binyan HaMikdash is thus la avoda boyia krova vavaras eish tamid. Rambam says that the purpose of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is so that there will be the bringing of the korbanos and the burning of the fire constantly. The fun is verstandig, from this we understand, as fun the ikre dike kli hamikdash, that if the main avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the main avodas in the Beis HaMikdash is the bringing of the korbanos, so then the implements, the furnishings of the Beis HaMikdash, the main, one of the main furnishings must be the mizbeach achitzein, the outer mizbeach, ha'velchem at makriv given the korbanos, on which they brought all these korbanos. So if Karbonis is the main avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, then that's the main implement or the main furnishing of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash. Vosveng the Mizbeach, that's in Seif and Unza Parsha. And this, the outer Mizbeach, is talked about in the end of Parsha Truma. When Oich, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, as well as, of course, also the inner Mizbeach, the one that was inside the building, which they brought the Karbonis on that. Vazvengem state the tzivah in Seif Parsha Tetzava, and regarding that Mizbeach, it's talked about at the end of Parsha Tetzava. That's where it describes the building, creating of that second Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach. Aftem Pasuk v'asul in Migdash v'gem esog n'chazal. In regards to the Pasuk in our Parsha, they shall make for me a Migdash, our sages tell us, b'soichoy lo ne'emar. It doesn't say b'shachanti b'soichoy, I will dwell in it, in the Mishkan, but rather ela b'soicham, I will dwell within them. B'soichoy lechad lechem Yisrael, that Hashem dwells within each and every Jew. As yedid idav zayin amigdosh, that every yid has to be a personal Beis HaMikdash. Each yid has to be a Beis HaMikdash. V'meila is moving as yedid idav peil zayin duch zayin aveda. So in other words, that every yid has to be able to accomplish through their service of Hashem, as the Shechina zol sheiru zayin kaviyochel in the Migdash was in him, that the Shechina should be able to rest, dwell within the Migdash, which is within each and every yid. Einu von der Erte wo Chazal redden wegen beide Mizbeches. One of the places in which we find that our sages talk about both Mizbeches und wo es ist mudgesh say a Shechet zum Mishkan und Migdash. And in this place where they talk about it, it emphasizes, it brings out the point of these two mizbeachs as they relate to the personal aveda of every yid. Is a sinim siyum fun mesechta chagiga. We find that at the end of the mesechta chagiga. In Sofon, the letzte Mishnah in Chagiga wird gesagt, at the end of the last Mishnah in mesechta chagiga, it says as follows. Kol hakelim shehayu b'migdash, all the furnishings that were in the Migdash, t'un and tefillah, had to be brought to the mikveh. When? Noch yedne regel, so the Rebbe explains, after every yomtiv, hot megedaf tovel zayin deklei ha-migdash, they had to dip all the furnishings of the Beis HaMikdash, or the kelim, the implements of the Beis HaMikdash, in the mikveh, weil sie seine tomei geworden, because they became tomei, in other words, they were treated as if they became tomei. Doch dem was amei oretz haben sie angered, because people who we were not sure that they were careful and meticulous about their state of tumah and tara, they touched them during the yomtiv. There were throngs of people, so they may have touched it, and therefore everything had to be brought to the mikveh. That is everything except chutz min mizbeach hazav, mizbeach hanachoshes, except for the golden mizbeach, that was the inner mizbeach, and the mizbeach hanachoshes, the copper mizbeach, which was outside in the courtyard. Mipnei shehem kikarka, because they are like the ground. They sit on the ground, they're attached to the ground, so they take on the status of being karka, the ground itself, which cannot become tamei. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, that's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. The Chachamim Eimrim, however, the sages say, Mipnei Sheim Mitzupim, because they are coated, they were coated with gold, they were coated with copper. So therefore, and we don't really know what they meant to say by this, because they are coated with gold and coated with copper, therefore what? So it becomes unclear, and that's what some of the discussion here is going to be. When the Gemara is Masbid Das Rebbe Elazar, first, the Gemara explains the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. From Vanet Veismen as the Mizbeches and the Karka, how do we know that the Mizbeches are treated like the ground itself? On the Fares of Zenish Chalk and Tumah, and that therefore they cannot become Tomei. So they know it because Mizbeach HaNecheshes, the Chsiv, in regards to the Mizbeach HaNecheshes, which means the outer Mizbeach, it says, Mizbach Adoma Tasali, you shall make for me a Mizbeach of earth. So therefore, in other words, in the time of the Mishkan, they filled the Mizbeach HaNecheshes with earth. So the Torah says it's a Mizbeach of earth. The Torah itself names it as an earthen Mizbeach, and therefore it's treated like karka, and it can't become tamei. And what about the Mizbeach HaZav, the golden one? Because it says in the Pasuk, HaMenoira B'HaMizbechis, it says the menorah and the mizbeachs, equating the two mizbeachs in one word. In other words, that they're treated equally. Iskish mizbeach zelazeh, that the two mizbeachs are compared to each other. They carry the same law, and therefore, if the outer mizbeach is considered an earth attached to the earth or earth itself, therefore, the inner Mizbeach is also treated that way, that it's considered to be karka, and it cannot become tamei. That explains Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Danach stellt sich die Gemara. Then the Gemara addresses what the Chachamim said, that because they are coded. And the Gemara assumes that when they're saying that that because it's coded, they mean to say, that's a reason why they don't need to be toivel, because they don't become tamei, because that's what the Gemara is saying, that they were not toivel. The Mishnah is saying they were not toivel, so therefore this must be a reason why they are not tamei. Now we have to understand what it means. Unfrecht then asks the question. Adarabba, to the contrary, kivin the mitzupim ninu, since they are coated with metal, mitamu, they should become tamei. That is a reason why they should be treated as tamei, because of the metal that they contain. When Rashi is mefarish, and Rashi explains about what the Gemara is saying, varim venisht the tzipui, if it weren't for the metal coating, either gold or copper, volten zedochke darv zayn torzel dem vaz zayn kli eitz haosel nachas. If not for the metal coating, then they should be treated as tahar. Why? Because the body of the mizbeach was atzei shittim, wood. And the mizbeach is a large, especially the outer one was a very large one, and even the inner one is something that is meant to stay in its place. It's like a closet that you don't move around. So therefore, that's called a kli eitz, a wooden implement, ha'osir l'nachas, which is meant to sit in its place, not to be moved around. And anything that is a wooden implement that is meant to sit in its place is not makabel tuma. It's not treated like a keli, like an implement that's treated otherwise, and therefore it doesn't become tamei. And therefore the mizbeches shouldn't be tamei, because they are essentially made of wood, which is meant to stay in its place. So therefore the chachamim say, and the gemara, so the gemara, therefore the chachamim say, but no, sorry, the gemara asks about what the chachamim said. Now that they're coated with metal, so therefore they're no longer a kli eitz. Now they should be treated like a metal implement, and a metal implement does become tamei. And therefore the Gemara asks the question, the coating is a reason why they should become tamei, not why they shouldn't become tamei. When the Gemara answers, Eime v'chachamim etamim, that what the Chachamim are actually saying is that it is Tameh, that you do have to tevel the Mizbeches, because they do become Tameh Neshuim Mitzubim, because they are coated by metal. And that is a reason why they need to be tevel. In other words, they argue with, as the Chachamim is in a Mecholik mit Rabbi Lazar, that the Chachamim argue against Rabbi Lazar, when they halten, as euch the Mizbeches and Tameh Givoren Taket zu Liv Zeret Tzipui, that the Mizbeches also became Tameh, and they also had to be tevel, because of their coding, that's why they became Tameh. Noch ateretz en for the Gemara, but then the Gemara answers another answer. The Yiboy same, and if you want, I'll give you another answer. Rabbonin la Rabbalozaka Amri, the Rabbonin are actually responding to Rabbalozah's opinion. My daitach, what is your thought? They said to Rabbalozah, what is your thought? Mishum de mitzupim. You're thinking that why should they be treated as Tameh? That, which in itself needs a little explanation, because Rabbi Lozis said that they're not Tamei, but we'll soon explain it, and the Rashi will explain what they mean to say. But the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Lozer, you thought that because the Mizbeches are coated by metal, therefore they should be treated as Tamei. If not for what Rabbi Lozer will explain in a minute, Miftol Botol Tzipuyim Gabayu, they say it shouldn't be treated as Tamei even because of their coating, because the coating is bottled to the Mizbeach itself, to the wood of the Mizbeach. In other words, that the coating doesn't count, it doesn't cause the Mizbeach to be Tameh, because it's bottled, it's subservient, it's secondary to the body of the Mizbeach, and the coating is neither here nor there, it doesn't change it into a metal keli. Now we'll explain, Rashi explains what exactly they're saying. Learned Rashi. So Rashi explains that what does this second answer mean? The Rabbanah Zogun Rabbi Lozer, they're saying, the Rabbanah is saying to Rabbi Lozer, my daitach, what are you thinking? As does as Rabbi Lozer, daf onkum et zum tam, was the Torah ruftes on Adoma. They said to Rabbi Lozer, why do you have to go to the explanation that the Torah calls the Mizbeach Adoma, an earthen Mizbeach, and therefore it's like Karka, which cannot become Tomei? Why do you need to go there? They shouldn't be Tameh anyway. Why? Nor the Farzain is a Tor, and it's only because they are Karka, that's why the Tameh Tor. The truth is that the Reifnish Genugdom Tam was an Ekli Eitza Osul Nachas. Why are you not, why is it not enough for you, they say to Rabbi Lozer, that these are wooden Kalim, which are meant to be stationary, and therefore, for that reason, they shouldn't be Tameh? Why do you have to find a pasuk that calls it karka when just by the type of keli that they are, the wooden keli which is meant to be stationary, already they're not tamei? So the reason that you think that they should, that for that reason they would be tamei, you can't rely on the fact that they're wooden and they're made and they're stationary because they're coated with gold or coated with copper. And thus is a mevatel from geder eitz, which therefore they can no longer be treated like wooden kalim. They have to be treated now like metal kalim, which would have made them tameh. And that's why you have to rely on the pasuk that says that they are earthen mizbeches, and therefore they're not tameh for that reason. So they say that's not you don't need to go there. Still, you don't have to go there. Why? So the Rabbanan say that miftel batel tzepuyim gabayu. The fact that they're coated shouldn't change the fact that they are wooden keli, because the coating is secondary to the wood, and therefore doesn't change the fact that these are wooden keli which are stationary, and therefore you don't even need a pasuk that they're earthenware mizbeches, and therefore earthen mizbeches, and therefore they're like karka, doesn't become tummy for that reason. So the Chachamim say that since the Torah calls it a Mizbeach of wood, because it says, and by both Mizbeach, it says, Vasisa Mizbeach Atzei Shittim, you shall make a Mizbeach out of wood. So the Torah calls it a wooden Mizbeach. As the Tzipa shall matchas vet nizbatel agabe zeh, and therefore, because the Torah calls it a wooden Mizbeach, therefore the fact that they're coated doesn't change it from the fact that it's considered a wooden Mizbeach, and for that reason alone they're already tameh tar, and therefore there's no reason to look for the pasuk that says that they're earth, and that's the reason that they're tar. Sie bekommen den ganzen dem Gedder von Eitz, therefore they become completely in the status of a wooden implement, und bemehle seine sind nicht mekabel tumme, and therefore for that reason alone they're not mekabel tumme. So that's how Rashi explains the opinion of the Rabbanon as they're explaining Rabbi Loza's opinion. The Rambam abelerent, however, the Rambam sees it differently. As does was the Rabbanon zogim b'pnei she'im mitzupim. What do the Rabbanon mean to say when they say that it's coded? Is this nish gemein v'yatam l'tamei loydem das Rabbi Loza? They're not trying to say to Rabbi Loza, what, you think that because they're coded, therefore they should be tamei? That's not what they're saying at all. Nor atam l'tair l'dzeyashita. In fact, what they're saying is that coding is what causes the Mizbeach to be non-tamei. The fact that it's coded is a reason that it shouldn't be tamei. Why? Similar to what the Sifra says in regards to the pasuk that says that any keli that with which you do work can become tamei. That's the pasuk that says that a keli can become tamei. So it defines it as a keli that with which you can do work. So the Sifra says about this pasuk, Yochol shani marbes ripui kelim. I would think that you can also, because of this, you should also add the coding that is on a keli, that also should become tamei, or that it should become tamei via the coding. Tamad loyma bahem, prat bahem. Therefore, the Torah says bahem, that you do work with them. Prat lechipuy kelim, which comes to exclude that a keli that is coded. Therefore, you're never doing malacha with the keli itself. You're only doing malacha through the coding, and since the coding is not the keli, and you're not doing any work with the keli, therefore, such a keli that has coding does not become tamei. As oiv de shimush is nisht inim guf hakeli, that if the use of the keli is not done with the body of the keli, nor duchen chipui tzipi hakeli, but through the coding of the keli, is the keli nishma kabel tumah. So therefore, the keli is not kabel tumah, and that's what the Rambam says. The Chachamim meant to say that mipnei shehem mitzupim, that because they're coded, therefore you never end up doing the malacha. Let's say the malacha of the mizbeach on the mizbeach itself, on the wood part of the mizbeach, because you're only working with the coding over the wood part of the mizbeach, and therefore a coded keli doesn't become tummy because you're not doing malacha with the keli itself. And the way the opinion of the Rambam is explained, he explains that what they said, that the Chachamim said that the coding is bottled to the keli, is secondary to the keli. As later Rabbanon is sipa nishkan sibe to metamazain the keli, that coding is not a reason that the keli should become tamei. Vidozokt Rabbi Loza, as Rabbi Loza said, nor farkert, but to the contrary, the tzipui fun matches is a tam sumetarizain, that the fact that it's coated with metal is a reason that it should not become tamei. Rabbi Loza would have used it as a reason that it should become tamei, and therefore he has to rely on the fact that the Torah calls it an earth mizbeach. Otherwise, it would have become tamei because of the metal coating. The Chachamim say no. The metal coating is the reason that it doesn't become tamei. Zayin the gloisa tzipa to the keli, since the metal is only a coating of the keli, of the body of the keli, is a bemeila bottle to the keli, and therefore the coating is secondary to the keli itself. In ear the dim for gabolas tumah, and therefore the coating cannot bring a status of tumah to the keli. Und the keli vider. Now, what about the keli itself, the wooden keli? It's a keli. Why shouldn't it become tummy? Let's say any keli, we're not talking about the mizbeach necessarily, any keli which has an area that can contain liquid or anything else, that's how you define a keli, something that has a place where it has a receptacle, it has a place which can contain liquid. That's what defines a keli. So what happens if there's a keli which has that feature that it can contain water, liquid, which is coated by metal? So you would say that, okay, the metal is only subsecondary to the keli, but the keli should become tamei. because it can receive, it can contain liquid. Can euch nicht mit tamme werden? But the answer is that the keli itself can also not become tamei. Why? Vibaldas the shimush in ir is durchem tzoros hatzibe, because the usage of that keli to receive water is via the coating. Or na keli mitzuba mechup is in the smart from din tuma, and a keli which has been coated with some foreign substance cannot become tamei, because only if you do the malacha with the keli itself does the pasuk tell us should the keli become tamei. But if you do it through the coating, then the keli doesn't have the status of tumah. So neither because of the coating can it become tamei, nor because of the keli itself can it become tamei. So that's how the Rambam explains the opinion of the Chachamim about what they mean mipnei shehem mitzupim. The fun kum toisaz Rashi and the Rambam zayn mechulek in him gedah from the tzipelei the Rabbanan. Comes out that Rashi and the Rambam argue about what the status of a coding accomplishes according to the Rabbanan. According to Rashi, Loichitas Rashi kumtois as a tzipa from matches by a kli eitz as a tzipa to matama zayin the keli. That according to Rashi, it comes out that the coding would be a reason why it should become tamei. That even though it's a wooden keli, which in the case of the Mizbeach, because it's meant to be stationary, would not have become tamei, but because it's coated, so now it becomes a metal keli, and therefore that would be reason to consider it to be tamei. Oich lefidas Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, certainly according to Rabbi Lozer, nor by the Mizbeach has held the Rabbanan as they zayn and tor the farvaz teiru rufzi on eitz. However, in the particular case of the Mizbeach, that's an exclusion to the normal situation, because the Torah referred to it as a wooden keli. Therefore, even though they're coated, we're still going to treat them like a wooden keli, because that's what the Torah calls them. Obviously, that's what they're going to be treated as in halacha. And therefore, they won't become tamei, because they're a kli eitz asui lenachas, a wooden implement which is stationary. But normally a keli that is coated, that's a reason that it should become tamei, because now it's a metal keli which has a greater degree of receiving tumah. On the fidas Rambam, however, according to the Rambam, is tzipi kelim bechlal atam to vermeiden din tumah von kliyam etzuba kanal. But according to the Rambam, he says no. When you have a coated keli, that's a reason why it should not become tamei, as we explained at length. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam on this matter. Davon verstehen, so we have to understand, was is the tam svarav, was the Rambam learned andish, what's the reason that the Rambam has such a completely different view than Rashi on this matter? The machlokes between Rabbi Elazar mit the Chachamim vi Rashi. He has a completely different understanding of the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chachamim on this matter, so different from Rashi b'frat, especially in light of the fact, as the Loshna Gemara, that the wording of the Gemara v'ibayseim Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar ka'amri, that if you want, I'll give you another answer, which, as the Gemara says, that the Rabbanon are responding, are explaining Rabbi Elazar's position, is glata lefish, shitas Rashi, seems to work much more better in the way Rashi interprets it, b'mefarshim zaynes mazvir, as the mefarshim explain it. So, and the Rambam's understanding of it is difficult to see in the words of the Gemara. So why is it that the Rambam has such a completely different view of this, that the coding is the reason why it should not be tamei? Gimel, es ist nishpasha de minig, it's become a common thing, a common custom, so verbinden in a hadvin, that you make a connection when you conclude, when you do a conclusion of a Gemara, of a mesechta, that you connect sima mesechta midas chola, the end of the mesechta, you make a connection between the end and the beginning. Thus the tam de fun is nishul popula chaduda ba'alma, and the reason for this is not just to show your mastery of pilpul, and that you can connect two unrelated things with each other, and what kind of a genius you are, but rather norval zehom taka shaychas v'kesher in teichen in yona, because there is truly a connection between the end of a mesechta and the beginning of the mesechta. Well, that is a minid nidan, and therefore in our case there is also a connection. V'siyim mesechta chagiga mitas cholosa, there is a connection between the end of mesechta chagiga, which is what we were just learning now, with the beginning of mesechta chagiga ukid lakama, as will be explained further down in the sikha. Dalet. The beer in das a Rambam kemezogen. To explain the opinion of the Rambam, we could say as follows. The Rambam nemt on. The Rambam goes with the approach as the machloik is dos fish and rabbanon of Elazar, that this disagreement between the rabbanon of Elazar was Rabbi Elazar shamaisihu, that Rabbi Elazar was what's called a shamaisi, meaning that he was from Talmid of Shammai, he was a follower of Shammai, of Beshammai, he was in the yeshiva of Shammai, and therefore he was a Shammai follower. So is verbunden und is lishitose in und svar klolis was is a yesoid so viele andere besuchte zwischen Besham bis Hillel. His opinion here is connected to something which is a fundamental disagreement between Beshamay and Bes Hillel in many, many areas in which they have disputes. What that means is, das heißt, Herr Jesus in at sol pluktus Beshamay Bes Hillel gefindmen at sada shava von den Zeire Deis. Since we find in a number many of the disagreements between Beshamay and Bes Hillel, we find a central theme through which you can explain their difference of opinion in all of those disagreements. One explanation, one difference of the way they look at it, explains their disagreement on many, many different issues. Und das ist azoi benigeye verschiedene Suges, Valachas und Shas, and this carries through in many areas in Shas and in many subjects in Shas. So therefore, if you find such a theme, such a fundamental disagreement which explains all those, is mistaber as the yesod from zera machloikis, and it would be logical to say that the basis of their disagreement in all in the earth and all of those different places is nishmitzad dem bazunder and teichem for yed machloikis pneyatzva. It's not that they disagree on 100 different issues for 100 different reasons. Rather, nozizan and alam yusud of ein yesod. Rather, their difference of opinion in those 100 places is all based on one fundamental disagreement on how to approach a certain matter. And as the Shas says in many places, as Megat L'Shitosei, that we find in the Gemara many times that it explains the opinion of a Tana on a certain matter, that it's similar to his opinion on a completely unrelated matter, but they share a certain theme, and therefore, since he's of the opinion in this way, in this matter, in such and such a way, therefore, logically, he would also be of the same opinion on this unrelated matter, but they share one fundamental idea. So therefore, Beshamay and Beis Hillel also disagree on many issues because of one central theme, which we're going to explain now. Well, the dogma, and to give a few examples, Akoponim Ein Plukta B'chol Seder, at least one Machloikis of Beshamay and Beis Hillel in each of the six orders of the Mishnah. There are six books of Mishnah. We'll give one example of a Machloikis between Beshamay and Beis Hillel in each of the six orders of the Mishnah. Hey, in Seder Zroim, so to begin in Seder Zroim, which is actually the first of the Mishnayis, the first book of the Mishnayis, In Masechta Brachas, in the Masechta Brachas of Nusach HaBracha, there's a machlekes in regards to the wording of the bracha of Allah Eish, of Eish Mitzay Shabbos Kodesh. We know we make the bracha on the fire on Mitzay Shabbos. So what is the wording of the bracha? Gefindman Mavzukta Tzvishim Besham and Besil, we find a disagreement between Besham and Besil. Besham Eimrim Shabbara Ma'oir HaEish. Besham says, with the wording of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Shebara Ma'oir Ha'esh, that he created the light of fire. U'Beshilulaymin Beshilul say Bayrei Ma'oirei Ha'esh, he created the lights of fire with in a multiple, in a plural, lights, not light. When the Gemara is Mazbe Zei Machlegis, the Gemara explains their disagreement. Beshame Savri Chodonair Ike Benura, Beshame holds that there is one light in fire. There's one light that comes forth from fire. In Eish, there's Da Blois Ein Gavan Oir, there's only one color, so to speak, one light that comes forth from it, and therefore you address it in the singular. When the far zoklam ma'ir b'loshin yachad, that's why we say ma'ir in the singular. Beis Hillel savri, but the Beis Hillel say tuva nahayre ikibin nura. There are many colors in the fire. Taninami Hochi, in fact, we find a Braisa that actually spells that out. Omerlem Beisil Beshamai, that Beisil said to Beshamai, Harba Moiris Yeshbar, there are many lights in the fire, meaning in Eish Zanadom Merere Givonim, that there are many colors in the fire. Shall have a Saduma, there is a red colored fire, Lavona, white, Virakrekas, and yellow. And the far, Daf Mezog Moir Loshen Rabbim, that's why Beisil says you have to say, you have to address fire as multiple lights, because there are many different shades of fire, and therefore you address them in the plural. So now to understand this machlokes, as poshut as Beishami and Beisil kriegen sich nicht in der Metzias, it's obvious that Beisil and Beishami are arguing about the facts, whether there is only one color to fire or many colors to fire, because the facts are the facts. Because the Metzias zet menas da eniki gavonim in him oir, because if you look at fire, you see that there are a number of different colors. So how can Beishami say that there's only one color? Tavizong Beishami as chadunay rigi ben ura. What do they mean when they say there's only one light in fire? No, the has with the fun is. So therefore, what is the explanation of their machlokes? Beishami halt nazu b'teira vert verin inyana be'ika b'shtim teifin yaseifin zei teich naklali. Beishami says that when we in teira, when we look at something, we look at what is the general principle of that thing. What is the, what comes to mind when you look at it? What's the first thing that you think of when you look at it? When you, the first time you look at it, what comes to mind? That's how you define something. Similar to, in some way, similar to what would says in the Gemara, that a judge, how does he judge? By what he sees. In other words, what's the first thing you see? What is it that you see? So when you look at a fire, the same thing. What's the first thing that comes to mind? What is the general, what does fire project when you look at it? The shita of Beis Hillel is, on the other hand, the shita of Beis Hillel is, amadav zich beikerechen emidem vidin yonem verem fa nande geklibim loid zeir aprotem nefanim. Beis Hillel says, no. You have to have a nuanced approach to things. You have to look a little more deeply into something. See what, see the details. See what else there is to see. Not just what you see at the first glance. Not the first thing that comes to mind. Analyze it a little bit. And that's what's more important. Even though the first glance, you wouldn't see all of this nuance. You wouldn't see the multi-layered the multi-layers that it projects. You have to look into it a little more deeply. True, but still, that's what undafke does is machria in dina teira, and it's that, the nuanced approach, which should be dominant in the way you paskin halachas and teira. And this is the general principle of which we're going to speak about now in the different ways in which Beishami and Hillel disagree. The mit is moving the town from Zeya Machlaikis, and this explains their Machlaikis also in the matter of the fire. The din by Birchas HaNeir is, what is the halacha by making a bracha on the light of the candle? Is Ein Mevarchem ala Neir Atshia Oysel Oire. You don't make a bracha on a flame, on the light, on Metzoy Shabbos, until you have benefit from the flame. You have to have some sort of benefit in order to make the bracha. The chiyuv and the bracha is nor dan v'miken hanom, only when you can enjoy the benefits of the flame, that's when you can make the bracha. Other mahatanob pail from the oir, either that you are able to have some benefit, or that you did in fact have benefit. Those are the two things. The hanom kum gleich beim desendem oir bechlolus, v'zdamol zete stam oir. So when do you benefit from light? The moment you see a flame, which immediately gives you benefit of the light that it produces, but when you look at it, just when you see it the first time, what you see is light. That's all you see. You're not looking at the details of the fire. It just projects light, and that's what you're benefiting from, and that's what you're making a bracha from, says Beishami. Ein licht gaben. When you look at it the first time, all you see is one color, meaning to say chadanoira, one light. What you see is light being projected, nothing more. The riba halt mishamei as Oich de bracha dav zayin oich de bria from klolus eish ma'ir eish, and that's why Beishamai says that the bracha that you make should be on that benefit that you had. When you look at the light in a general sense, and just in such a general light approach, what you see is light, and that's what you're making a bracha on, the light that the fire projects, not lights. It's just light, that's all it is. Takeg bis hilul nemen on the shita, but on the other hand, bis hilul, they go with the opinion as vibald vizbeinenesinim eish dezeta kamam oiris, but that when you look a little more deeply into the fire, you focus on it for a moment, you see that there are many colors in the fire. And therefore, when the benefit of the light, the enjoyment that you have from it, is from the multi-dimensional color that you get. It's not just the first moment that you look at the fire, you see only light. But when you look a little more closely, so now you begin to enjoy the many, many different, colors and uses and benefits from the light, from the fire. And therefore they say that it should be, the bracha should be on the multi dimensions of the fire that it produces for you, even though, as Beis Shammai says, at the first moment all you see is light. And therefore they say, because they say that in general in Torah, what you value in halacha is the general sense of what it produces. Beis Hillel says no, you have to also appreciate the subtlety of it, and that you treat that as the most important part in halacha. So in the same way, we find another machlegis in Seder Noshim, in the order of Noshim of the Masechet Ksubos, which is a Masechet Ksubos. We find the following machlegis: Ketzer Meraglim Lifnei Akala, when you entertain a kalah at her wedding and you dance before the kalah, what do you say? Beishamai says that you should describe the kalah, say nice things about her, what the things which are true about her in the way that she is. Lefi yafya v'chashivasa, you do it according to her beauty, according to her importance and her talents, and so on. Makal sanoisa, you praise her with things which are in fact what she has, the praises that she deserves. Beis Hillel says, you just say, what a beautiful bride, what a kind bride. You just say nice things, and it's not that you look into who exactly is she. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, what happens if she's a lame person, she can't walk straight, she's blind. You're going to praise her with what a beautiful woman. If she doesn't have that beauty, how are you going to say that? The Torah says you shouldn't lie, you should be distance yourself from lies. So why should you say something which, when you look at her, it would appear that she doesn't have those qualities? So according to your opinion, if somebody bought something which, when you look at it, you say, it's not a good deal, did not buy, make a smart purchase there, what should you do? Should you say, should you say something nice about what he bought? Or should you say, what a terrible deal, you shouldn't have bought it? Of course, you should say something nice. You should make him feel good about his purchase. So therefore, if somebody marries a woman which is not the most perfect woman, should you say, should you point out her faults? Or should you say, what a beautiful bride, you tell him what a good deal he did? That's Beis Hillel's approach. So we have to understand this difference of opinion. As a doch pasha, that's clear. As I like Beis Hillel is faran tzivim sheker tirchot. Clearly, Beis Hillel also doesn't want somebody to lie. It's a prohibited to lie. So of course you're not going to say lies. When as I like Beis Shammai is b'shas ene kifta mekach dafenem farem shaber zayin. And certainly, according to Beis Shammai, also they would understand that if somebody makes a purchase which isn't perfect, that you shouldn't point out the faults. You should also say nice things about it. So what are they arguing about? Nor oich do is the hesber over here. Also, the same explanation as we said before, as again l'shitasam, that they go according to their approach to matters, as we talked about before. B'sham I halt medaf alamol on them and as dizach vizizetzo is b'chlaich leiten klolus digam blik. B'sham I says that you have to talk about something in as it appears at first glance, as we said before. As a yois. As by other colors, I know the miles not from nor chasud nisht on zendik. That because when you look at this bride, you don't see these praises that Beis Hillel wants you to say. What a beautiful woman! What a kind woman! If she doesn't have those qualities, when you look at her, you say, how could you say that? Hot kan art nisht some color zayn mit other miles. So therefore, it would make no sense to praise her with these qualities, which when you look at her, you don't see those qualities. Nor vimezet gleich kalkameshahi, but rather what you should say is whatever qualities when you look at her you see what qualities she does in fact have, those are the ones that you should mention. But Beis Hillel holds l'shitasam goes according to their opinion as medaf nemenim betrachti protim, that if you look, you have to look into the details as well. Vimezet beizbeinenus, that after you think for a moment, when you look a little more deeply into the matter, you, other things come to light. So they say, this chosen that married this woman, he decided that she was the person to marry, the right person to marry. So he chose her. Is up shittus as in zayna eigen is yanova chasuda. Obviously, then to his view of things, the way he looks at her, she is a beautiful woman with the right qualities. So you may not see those qualities, but the chassan chose this kala, meaning to say that he does see those qualities. To him, she is a beautiful woman with all those qualities. Now, and there says an aside here, and alpize yumtik behemshach bekan amr chacham loylam tei daita shalonim urevis im abriyas. And this explains why the right after that it says from here the Chachamim learn that a person should always be together with other people. He should be understanding and involved with other people. From them zetmen as vibalda zayin day in Shabbos, that because, and what's the reason, the connection between the two? Because when you see that people have different opinions about things and they look at things differently, muzmen yedn einim shatzen loyd zayin bazunder adeya. That's why each person has to be understood in the way they see things. Similar to what the Mishnah says, that you should never judge a person until you reach his place, meaning to say, as in English they say, until you walk a mile in his shoes, meaning you understand how he sees or she sees things. Only then can you understand them. And the different meanings of what it means to be in their place. And therefore that, when, if you understand what Beis Hillel is saying, that you have to understand the way another person looks at things, so when you can see the way other people understand things, so then you become a person that is, can get along with and can see things from other people's viewpoints. And then you become a person which is able to get along with even ordinary people, people that don't have great qualities, because you understand that there are people that do value those qualities. And then you can be truly integrated with them. And that's the connection between these two statements of Chazal, the way Beis Hillel sees what you should say to the Kala, and the idea that a person should always be integrated with other people. And the only way that you could be is because you can understand things from their perspectives. Going back to the subject at hand, the Meile is Oich Muven, as Odaz Beis Hillel is Das Nishkan Sheker. So then it's understood, of course Beis Hillel is not saying that you should lie. If this is not a lie. For him, nor there is bainus beprotius, because when you look a little more deeply into the matter, zetman as biyachas su adem chosen is itaka kalana bechosoda. Then you understand that for him, she is a beautiful woman, even though to you it doesn't seem that way. But he understands that something different than you, and therefore you're talking to him. You praise him with his understanding of the matter, which is that she's a beautiful woman. Shenkin le Beis Shammai, whereas according to Beis Shammai, the clothes they could get the veriyah. is keveya, he says that how do you decide something? How do you determine something? By the first glance, by the general view of things. How could you say about a person that has obvious faults, how could you say that she's a beautiful person, a kind person, if they're the obvious, what you look at, you see that those faults don't exist. And therefore, when you look at it from a general viewpoint, you can't say a lie. Beis Hillel says, no, look at the details, look a little more deeper into the matter, and then you'll see that it's a completely different view. So again, their machlekes in this matter goes back to the same view, the same difference of opinion on how to see things in Torah. Do you look at the general viewpoint of things, or do you look also to the nuance and a little deeper into the matter? Zion. Oder l'shitase v'shpigel tzichop in the pluktus from Beishamai Beis Hillel. This opinion, which seemed to work, wend their way through different machlekes in the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that noch me begrindet und moven durch dem was me gefind dem l'shitas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel allein, becomes even more fundamental to them, and it's even more understood when you see that they, Shammai and Hillel themselves, had this difference, a different approach to things. Not just their yeshivas. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel means the yeshiva thinking of Beis Shammai or the yeshiva thinking of Hillel. But when you look at the two characters themselves, Shammai and Hillel themselves, you will also see the same difference of opinion. Das ist in zwei Fällen, wo der Shittase ist mudgish b'miyuchad. This is in two cases which these two different approaches can be seen and emphasized. We see them especially in these two stories. In ersten Fall ist der Adgosh in dem, was lieb dem, der Shittase ist Shammai l'kula und Hillel l'chumra. In the first case that we're going to bring, we find that because they see things in their particular way of looking at them, therefore in this particular case, Beis Shammai is more makil than Beis Hillel, which usually is the opposite. Behepach von zei yeshita b'chlal, to the usually Beis Shammai was always more machmir, was more stringent, and Beis Hillel was more lenient. But in this case, because of their view of the matter, Beis Shammai ends up being more lenient and Beis Hillel ends up being more stringent. Und in zweiten ist das mudrish durch meiser Rav, and in the second case that we're going to bring now, it's emphasized by the actual facts that happen. Azoyam zech Shammai v'Hillel alein gefird b'meiser v'poel, because they actually acted themselves in a certain way because of their opinion on the in difference of opinion on the matter. In Seyde Nezikin, in the order of Nezikin, there's the third of the, it's not the third in number, but the third one that we're addressing, which is a Masechta Idias. We learn over there as follows. Shammai Eimer, Kolon Oshim Daim Shaitam. Shammai says that all women, it's enough the moment now. The moment starts now. And Hillel says that you go from the time that you're certain, even though many days have gone by. What this means is, what we're talking about is, if a woman suddenly discovers that she's a nida, she was unaware, she doesn't know when it started, when the period started. So in matters of Tumah V'Tahara, it's very important in the time that they kept Tumah V'Tahara, that once she becomes a nida, anything that she touches becomes tameh. So you have to know, when did she become Tamei? When did she become Anida? And therefore, how far back do you have to go to declare everything that she touched Tamei? So Beis Shammai says, Dayan Shaitam, she discovered it now. From now, she's Tamei. Everything in the past, we consider to be Tar. Beis Hillel says, no. From the last time that she checked, in other words, the last time that she knows that she wasn't, with certainty that she wasn't a nida, from then on, anything that she touched after that, it's possible that she had her period started right after that. So therefore, you have to go back to the last time that she was certain that she was not a nida. Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai in this case. Shammai zokt, inside. Shammai zokt as an isha vas Israel dam is imetam taris. Shammah says that since a woman that sees a period, she causes everything that is Torah to become Tameh if she touches it. Faziritan from the Rio and Vaiter, anything that she touches from now, when she discovered that she's a Nida, becomes Tameh. But not anything that she touched before she actually discovered that she's a Nida. Hillel Zok, but Hillel says, Aziz Metama Echtetaras Vaziat Ungirit von Zint noch, the letzte Tar Dike Bedike. He says that anything that she touched after the last time that she checked, and she was Tar, from then on, everything becomes Tomei. Everything that she touched is considered to be Tomei, because we don't know for certain that she was Tar. When the Gemara is Masbir in the Meshen Tam, and the Gemara explains it, at least according to the first version of how the Gemara approaches it, that Shammai Kosovar Hamadish Al Chaskosa Beisha Becheskas Tairai Medis. Shammai says, we allow the woman to maintain the status of Tara, of being Tahar, because she was Tahar when she checked. So she continues to be Tahar until when? Until she no longer has that status, when she discovered that she was Tomei. But up until then, she knew herself to be Tomei, so we continue with that Chazaka, with that status, that she is Tahar until she discovers otherwise. The Hillel, what's the opinion of Hillel? They say, Ki Omar Hamid Over El Cheskosi. When do we say that we leave everything to it, the status that it has established before, which in the case of the woman is Tahar? That's only if there isn't a reason to say otherwise, if there's not something that undermines that status. Aval Itza. But in the case of the woman, kibbe de megufa kachazi, since where does the source of tuma come from? From within her herself. It's not that some outside factor that may confer tuma on her. The tuma comes from within her own body. That's where it originates from. Loyamrinin ukma chaskase. Therefore, we don't say that she maintains any status because it comes from within her. So that undermines her status of being tar. So over here we see the same idea coming through their opinions. Shammai says, you look at the matter as it appears, or as you don't see, and so in this case as you don't see, because you don't see a source of tumah, you look at the thing as it appears on the surface, first glance. And therefore, in the Faris, Dayashaita, therefore now, when you see that there is a problem, now you can see, you start, now the problem has occurred. The Zman fun ro dam bepoil, in other words, you look at it, when did she start actually seeing, when did she discover it? Unishte frier, but you don't start looking back, maybe it happened before. You see it now, you treat it now. Then Sinish given kainria, looking back when there was no, she didn't discover any problem. And therefore, since she didn't discover anything earlier, we just go with the status that she had, which is that she's Tahir. That's why you consider her Tahir until we have actually discovered a problem. Hillel Haltaber, however, Hillel holds, that we don't go just by what we see on the surface right now. Nor you have to look into the matter. What are the details of this occurrence that happened? The fact that she sees now a kesem, a blood which has appeared, it came from somewhere. It didn't just appear out of nowhere right now. It comes from somewhere. There is a reason. There is a cause for it. This is something that the body produces, and it doesn't just happen in a vacuum. There is a reason you have to look into. Where did it come from? What's the reason? When did it come? This is something which is natural to a woman, and therefore it's something that does occur, and it's not just that it comes out of nowhere only when you discover it. We know that it comes from somewhere else, from somewhere within the woman, and therefore you have to know when it started. You can't just pretend that it started now. And therefore you can't just assume that she's tar. This thing comes back every month. It's going to be there all the time. It's something that is natural and therefore has a reason why it came. You have to look into when did it start. You can't just assume that she's tar. This happens on an ongoing basis. Und tare seine Tome misafik al kaponim, and therefore anything that she came into contact with after she was certain that she was tar, up until the time that she was tar, has to be treated as if it might be tame. A little more explanation about what Hill says. When do we say hamad davar al chaskasa, that you can leave something to its status of what it had till now, unless you know for sure that it became, that she became tame? That's only when something, when there might be a source of tumah which came from outside, from some other factor. But over here he says you can't rely on that because it comes from within her. This is a natural thing that occurs all the time. You can't just assume that she was tahar until you know for sure that she's tameh, because as would be the case in, let's say, there's no reason to assume that a woman touched a mouse, a dead mouse, and became tameh, or a man either, for that matter. There's no reason to assume that somebody became tameh by touching a dead mouse, which would cause tumah, because who says that that person has to touch a dead mouse altogether? So until you know for sure that that did happen, we go with the approach that they're tahar. But over here, the fact that a woman has a period on an ongoing basis, it comes all the time, that's the reyes, so that is the reason that it's possible, quite possible, that it happened much before, much earlier. And therefore you can't just go with, just assume that she was tar, just as we know that she was tar at a certain point. Ches. Oichen say the mayid, also in the order of mayid of the Mishnah, which is a Masechta Shabbos, in the particular Masechta Shabbos, etman on ad dem untershed in the Shittas of Shammai and Hillel, we see this difference in the opinion and the approach of Shammai and Hillel to different matters. In the Dreifaun, wenn anochi was is gekommen sich megayer sein, in the three stories that the Gemara tells about a guy that came to convert, and he came, each one had very special ways in which they presented their case, and the difference in the way Shammai treated him and the way Hillel treated him. In Ein Fall, had anochi gesagt, Eirene al Menashe, Talmideini Teire Shebeksav. One guy said, convert me, but on the condition that you'll teach me only the written Torah. I don't want to learn the oral Torah. In Zweiten Fall, in the second case, hat er gesagt, the other guy said, Gairene al Menashe, Talmideini Kola Teire Kulik, Chani Oymed al Regal Achas. Convert me, but on the condition that you'll teach me the whole Torah while I stand on one foot. In other words, I only have a few minutes to learn it. Tell me in brief what the Torah is, and then I'll convert. On in the dritten Fall, in the third case, in the third story that happened, at the Gezog, this guy, another guy said, Gaireini, convert me, Amnasha Tisimeni Kayin Gadol, on the condition that you'll make me into the Kayin Gadol. That was his condition. When in the Alle Drei Fallen, and in all three cases, Shammai had said, Deiche Geben. Shammai pushed him away, rejected him. He said, I don't want to, you're not a candidate for Geirus. But Hillel did accept them, and he did convert them. And Hillel had an explanation for each one of the reasons why, how he did it, how he was Megayer. Is doch nicht moving. So we have to understand, Mimanovshech. Either way, if you say Vibalz is da the klal, that there is the rule, Medav sich uphalten from a kabel sein gedim in a leichten neufen, if you go with the approach that we know that the rule is that you don't just accept converts, without serious thought and their serious commitment, befrat that das handelt sich wegen gedim, was sagen klar, as a gedis is lamanas, and especially in the case where the ger actually says clearly that I'm converting on condition. In other words, he's making conditions. So obviously, not taking it too seriously. But is a tnai shalike the boy, and the condition that he wants to make is a very unreasonable condition in all three cases. Like, for instance, if somebody comes, even in a case where somebody comes to convert because he knows that he's going to be able to have a certain position in the community if he converts. Other eres nishvakabel zir ganz teira, or he comes to convert but he's not willing to accept all the laws of the teira. Is minim nishvakabel, we don't accept them. In other words, we don't take geiris lightly. Hein via zayot zay hilul makabel gevensed, and how could hilul accept such geiris, which he they made these weird conditions? And oy by adi geirim is the kabbalas geiris yegeven kidaboyin, and if by these particular people allowing them to convert was the right thing to do, is vimizet taka bepeilas zanin givar nemesegedim, as we see in fact after Hillel accepted them they became proper converts and they conducted themselves properly. Is viaze evi kumtes vashamayaze opkishtumse, then why did Shammai reject them? So we have to understand the meaning of the story. Das bore is canal, so the explanation is based on the same principle that we talked about before. By Shammai l'shitasa, according to Shammai, goes according to his opinion. By him, what was important was what is it? What do I see when I look at this guy? The closest gemashmos from Zayir Reid when oifna kabbalas ageiras. How does what is his words? What do they? What kind of a feeling do they evoke? What do they say about his seriousness about geiras? When vibal dados is nishke de boy, and since it was something which was inappropriate, he didn't seem to be taking it seriously. Even that's why he said, this is not a candidate for geiris. But Hillel went according to his approach. He looked further into the matter. He looked at what does this person mean by what he's saying. And he saw that in truth they wanted the proper geiris. And the reason that they speak this way was for some side reason. For instance, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, it wasn't that he really wanted, he didn't understand what it means to be a Kohen Gadol. He didn't understand that you can't become a Kohen Gadol. You have to be a Kohen to become a Kohen Gadol. So he didn't get what a Kohen Gadol is. And Hillel understood this, that he had the fundamental misunderstanding of what it means, what his condition entails. And therefore he saw that in truth he really wanted a good geiris. But there was something which was getting in the way of the way he understood things. And therefore all he had to do was set him straight, accept him as a ger, set him straight, and everything went well from then on. Moving on, Tess, in Seyde Kachim, Masech Techulin, in the order of Kachim from the Mishnah, which is happens to be Masech Techulin, it says like this, Ha'oif oyle imagvina ala shulchan, the Eina Nechel. You're allowed to put chicken and cheese on the table at the same time. But you're not allowed to eat them together, obviously, but they can be on the table at the same time. That's the opinion of Beshame. Beshil says, certainly you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to even put it on the table. So Beshame's halten, Amazed Dizach, the Sarubringen of Tish, that we look at this matter, putting it on the same table, which in essence there's nothing wrong, there's no prohibition to put them on the same table. Look at it as it is. Just look at it on the surface. What are you looking at when you see chicken and milk on the table at the same time? And there's no prohibition to put a piece of chicken on the table and a glass of milk at the table at the same time. There is no such prohibition, and therefore all you're seeing is something which is perfectly permitted. So therefore they say there's no problem to put it on at the same time. Bishilul aber halt, however, Bishilul holds l'shitasam according to the way they see things. As medavzich mizbeinu zayin in the protom, you have to look a little further into the matter. What's going to be the result of this? Umenidin didan, and in our case, al tzibe funamesuve vas vede funarizkum, you have to look at what this is going to lead to. That Arayv bringing a fintish is a sibe to a mesuvav. Putting it on the table is a cause for something. It could lead to a result. There could be a negative result from this. Since a person doesn't always do the right thing, is oymevet mata zayin aroy bringen beide zusammen auf den Tisch. If you allow him to put both things on the table at the same time, is achshasha durdem vet a soif soif oneben zayin zay essen zusammen. Therefore, it could lead to eating them together as well, especially in the case, as this is in the case of chicken rather than meat, than beef, because chicken is only midrabbanan, so people could take it more lightly, and they say, well, if you're allowed to put it on the table together, maybe you're allowed to eat it together too. It wouldn't be the same with beef, you would, and perhaps you would have to be even more careful, but there is a reason to believe that if people put chicken and milk on the table at the same time, it could lead them to actually eat it. So Beis Hillel says, yes, sitting there separately on the table is not a problem, but we know what this could lead to, and therefore we have to look a little deeper into the matter. And therefore they say you're not allowed to put it on the table as well. Yud. Me'apluktas b'seda taras. In Seda, the sixth order of the Mishnah, which is the taras. So some of the machlegas in Einif and Zay, one of the machlegas between Besham and Bezhilul, l'fizev et zayin muvan benidin didan, which can be understood also in the same context. In the laws of Kalim, in other words, in regards to Tumah v'Tahara, we look at Kalim, different statuses of Kalim and parts of Kalim and so on, of different utensils which can become Tumah or not. It says there, mitpachos hasvarim, the covering of a sefer. If you have a scroll and it comes in a wrapping, it was wrapped in some sort of a wrapping. Bei mitzuyores, so it doesn't matter if they are decorated wrappings, bein she'ena mitzuyores, or even if they're not decorated, tmeis kedibri b'shamay, they are all tamei. The wrapping around a sefer, around a scroll, is tamei, says b'shamay. Beis Hillel loymer and Beis Hillel say mitzuyores tahiris, the ones that are decorated don't become tamei. V'she'ena mitzuyores tmeis, but the ones that are not decorated are tamei. The Rogat Shava is Mevair, so the Rogat Shava go and explains the difference. Zeir Machlekes explains the difference of the Machlekes. Al Yisayt from them was the Raivid is Mevair, them Unterscheid zwischen Tik und Chipui, based on what the Raivid, who was a commentary on the Rambam, that he, how he explains the difference between a Tik, which means a sheath. So you can have a Megillah, let's say, that's the scroll that we're familiar with. A Megillah, and you have a sheath, like a case in which you put the Megillah into. Unchipui, and then there is a wrapping. You wrap something around it. What's the difference? As a tik, a shedel tzudek, din zum bashitz and dos was gefinzich in dem tik. That the sheath, the case in which the Megillah is placed, is there to protect it. You want to protect the Megillah, your scroll, and therefore you put something that will protect it. The far vedas tomei, and therefore the case is a separate entity from the Megillah. There is the scroll, and then there is the case, which is there to protect it. And therefore, it's a separate entity, and it's a keli, and therefore it's tomei. It could become tomei. Valdos is besuk from Shamshe Adam, and therefore the case is not seen as something which is secondary to the scroll. It's there to service the person. I have a Megillah, I want to protect it, and therefore I have this case which I put the Megillah in, and therefore it serves me as a person, and therefore it can become Tummy. It's a Kaili which serves a person. Therefore has the status of a Kaili. Aber achipui, but the covering, the wrapping of the Megillah, nutznicht zum schützen to the zugedeckte Sache, it's not there to protect the thing which is wrapped around, nor din blois lenoi, but it's really there in order to as a decoration to the thing, to the Megillah. The faris is nish tomei, and that's why a wrapping is not tomei. That's how the Raivid explains the difference between a tik, a sheath, or a case for the Megillah, and something that you wrap around the Megillah. This is considered to be protective, and therefore it serves my purpose as a person to protect my Megillah, and therefore it's a keli, and therefore it becomes tummy. But when you wrap something around the Megillah, it's there to serve as the Megillah, not the person, and therefore it's not tummy. When in them, Bashtei the Machlekes from Beshamim Beshillel, and that's how he explains the Rogachev explains the Machlekes from Beshamim Beshillel about the Mitpaches and Metziyores, the wrappings which are decorative. Vibald, as is an Ilinoif in the Svarim, since when they're decorated, they're there as a decoration to the Megillah. Vozainen in Zeirai Angevikeld, which are wrapped up inside that decorative wrapping. Therefore, they're similar to what the Ravid explained about a wrapping, a covering. When the far how Basil is an tar, and therefore he holds, Basil says that it's tar. It's just there to service the Megillah. Mitpachas she'enem tziyores, but on the other hand, if they're not decorated, for zayin initial noy, and therefore that you can no longer say that they're there to as a decorative wrapping. Veren zay tame, therefore they do become tame, because they're now more protective than they are decorative. The kegem beshamay halten, but beshamay holds as oich techipa kelim is tame, that even if it's just a covering of the Megillah, not as seen as something independent which is there to serve to protect the Megillah, but it really is a covering to the Megillah, a wrapping to the Megillah, Beshama said that's still tummy, and therefore even if it's decorative, so you consider it a wrapping to the Megillah, but it's still tummy. So what it boils down to is a wrapping of a Megillah considered to be separate or not? Is it tummy or not? How do you explain the machlekes? The hezbo for the machlekes is fashtanik al pianal. So to explain the machlekes between Beshamay and Beshillel on this matter is based on the same explanation as we said before. Beshamay haltnas mekukla dezach loitir klolus dekigeder mitpaches. You look at this thing. In what does it look like? What does it appear to be? A wrapping. In the tzugikum and the pratim, you don't go into the details which the wrapping seems to project. And when you look at a wrapping, what you see is it's there to protect the thing which is inside it. And without looking at this particular kind of wrapping or that particular kind of wrapping, when you look at a wrapping, it's there. It appears to be there to protect whatever it wraps, and therefore they say, Beshamay says they're both tummy. The ribe verenze tummy, therefore they can become tummy. Leid Beshill lo bedarfman zichrechenem mid the protei adaber, but Beshill says no, you don't look at the general, only at the generalities. Look at the details, see the differences, the nuances. Benidin didan mid the protei was weisen dem zweck. So in our case, in the wrappings of the svar of the Megillah, look at what the purpose of the wrapping is. Look a little deeper into it. And then you will see that if it's a decorative wrapping, since now it appears that its purpose is to decorate the Megillah, the wrapping of the of whatever it covers. Therefore, it's just a coating. We treat it as a coating to the keli. It's a part of the keli. It's not really something separate. Thus, it's bottled to the keli. Since it's bottled to the keli and it's a wrapper, so in itself it doesn't have the status of a keli. So therefore, it's not tummy. It's not a part of the. It's only bottled to the keli, but it doesn't have a status of its own as being a keli, and therefore it has no way of becoming tummy. And the five verens in ish tummy, aber mit pachas sheinim tziyores. But when you have a wrapping which is not decorative, vazei itzvek is nishtoif zu geben noyin the kelim. That the purpose of a non-decorated wrapping is not in order to decorate the object in which it wraps. No, zeinem viatik. So then its only purpose would be to protect the keli. The melezen is itomeber. So therefore, we can't look at it anymore as being bottled to the keli. It's there as a protector, so it has its own status as the protection of the keli. And therefore, it could become tummy. It has its own status as a keli in its tummy. Or could become tummy. And megifinin as Rabbi Lozer hal vir beshamay and the chacham hal vid beis hillel. In fact, we find that Rabbi Lozer, the same Rabbi Lozer that we said is from the yeshiva Beis Shammai, in this particular machlokes, he goes with the opinion of Beis Shammai. He was, of course, a student of Beis Shammai. And the Chachamim, the rest of the Chachamim, they go according to Beis Hillel, that it would be, that a decorated one would not become Tamei. Yud Aleph. Loitem Alim, according to this whole explanation, Bet Eir Zayim Avurit and Tama Plukta L'Shitosi, in the Mishnah for Seif Chagiga Anal, where this will also explain the Machlekes in Masechta Chagiga between Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim. The Rambam Halt, this is going, now we're looking at the way the Rambam looks at it. The Rambam Halt is Rabbi Lozer, Vasiza, Talmud from Beis Shammai, that Rabbi Lozer, which is a student of Beis Shammai, and the Rabbonon, Rabbi Lozer, which represents Beis Shammai, and the Rabbonon, Gein L'Shitosim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they go according to the now well understood opinions of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the Demonte Pluktis, in those Machlegas that we just explained. How does it relate to our case? Rabbi Lozer held as a tzipui is metame. Rabbi Lozer holds that the coating of the mizbeches are a reason for it to become tame. Why? Vibald as the klolus the geinu from mizbeach is kishmoi. Since when we look at the mizbeach, you look at the mizbeach. As the name of the Mizbeach indicates, that the Mizbeach, every part of the Mizbeach, even the wooden part of the Mizbeach, is part of a copper Mizbeach. That's what we call it. We call it the copper Mizbeach. So in other words, this is a Mizbeach anachishes, or the Fanzov, that this is a copper, or in the case of the golden one, it's the golden Mizbeach. So every part of each one of those mizbeches is called the gold mizbeach or the copper mizbeach. V'zayne mekabel tuma, and a copper mizbeach would be mekabel tuma. Unz is nishkeveya, and it doesn't make a difference. In other words, it's not the important part of it is not v'asim protis from mizbeach is in a cheshes azov atzipoy and atofel to mizbeach. If you look into the details, you'll find out that the copper of the mizbeach was only a coating to the wood, which is really what the mizbeach is. But look at the general. When you look at it, you see a copper mizbeach. It's called a copper mizbeach, so it is a copper mizbeach. As I say, if it looks like one and it feels like one, then it is one. So it's a copper mizbeach. The fact that it's only a coating, that's looking into the details. We look at the general principle, says Beis Shammai. So therefore, this mizbeach, because of its coating, would be considered to be tamei. Then nishdos the Torah zok, as is an impunkt vi karka, versus nishu kabel tuma. If not for the Torah coming along and telling us that this is a mizbeach hadama, and it has to be treated like earth, like the earth itself, which means that it can become tamei, that's why it's not tamei. But if you look at the coding, the Chachamim explain, Beis Shammai would look at the coding and say, it's a copper mizbeach, it should be tamei. And therefore needs this additional pasuk, if we remember what's at the beginning, therefore we need the pasuk to teach us that it's a mizbeach adama. The Chachamim halten, but the Chachamim hold, as we daf nisht onkumet zum limit von karka, that we don't need the pasuk to tell us that it's an earth mizbeach. Chach b'chol z'binyon is the mizbeach hanachesh v'azov. Even though at first glance this seems to be a copper mizbeach or a gold mizbeach, a keli from matchis, which is a metal keli, and a metal keli is makabel tuma. And the far vet hazoy ongerufen, and that's and it's called that way because it's coated with that. If you look at it from the general view, you're looking at a copper mizbeach, so it seems to be a copper mizbeach. But if you look into the details, is the matches atzipui, you will discover, of course, that the copper is only a coating. A coating to what? When atzipui belcher belcher is only zayin from zavad and the cheshes v'chulu, and when you are a coating, when you're just a coating, it doesn't matter if you're copper or gold, it's just a coating. is nora tofel de mebele bottle to the keli. Therefore, it's only secondary, and therefore bottle, and it's not seen as the important part of the keli because it's only secondary to the keli. And therefore the keli cannot become tamei because it's only the coating which would which this is only a coating. A coating doesn't pass tuma to the keli itself. And the protims and machriyadim klal, and we know that when that the chachamim or go according to the opinion of Basilo, that the details are what's important, and therefore here when you look into it and you discover that it's only a coating, and a coating doesn't pass tuma, doesn't convey tuma to the keli. That's why the Rambam learns it in this way. It may be a little bit more difficult than the words of the Gemara, but it fits in well with the lishitasei of Beshame and Bezhilel. And that's why we don't need a special pasuk to teach us as a mizbech is kenin shtamei that the mizbech cannot become tamei. No, it says the reif negenug the tam from neishem mitzupim. It's enough that you just state the fact that it's a coated mizbeach, and therefore coating doesn't convey tuma to the keli itself, as we explained all the way, as the Rambam explained in the beginning, and therefore that's why he goes with this approach, because it fits so well with the machlokes of Bishamay and Bishil. Yud Beis al pizeh kemen ech verstehen the kesher zwischen dem siyum und der aschalof von mesechta chagiga. And based on this explanation, we can now understand the connection between the end of mesechta chagiga and the beginning of the mesechta. Was dorten gefindt mit der machlokes von Bishamay and Bishil. In the beginning of the mesechta, we also find the machlokes between Bishamay and Bishil. Und was euch ihr ne kuda has kudas has bore is dieselbe wie der machlokes von Rabbi Lozov Chacham in Mesiyum and Mesechta. And the explanation to explain the difference of opinion between Bishamay and Bishilo would be the same as the difference of opinion between Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim, which is also Bishamay and Bishilo. Rabbi Lozer represents Bishamay, the Chachamim represent Bishilo. What is that machlekes? In the Ereshta Mishnah Lernemir, what do we learn in the first Mishnah Masechta Chagiga? Bishamay Oimrim. Bishama says Hareiya, the Oilas Reiya, there are karbanas that have to be brought when a person comes to visit the Beis Hamikdash for the Yom Tov. So one is called an Oila, a karban Oila, for when you're seen, when you come to show up at the Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring a karban Oila. So Bishama says the karban Oila has to be a minimum of 2 kesef, the value of 2, whatever that ma maybe. The Chagiga ma kesef, and the chagiga only has to be 1 kesef. In other words, the oilas re'iya has to be twice the value of the chagiga. The chagiga is something that the owner eats himself, can also eat part of it, the kayanim eat part of it, and some of it is burnt on the mizbeach. The carbon oila is burnt completely on the mizbeach. They still say the exact opposite. Hara'iya ma kesef. The oila is only 1, the value of $1 or $100 or whatever it is. The chagiga shtei kesef. The chagiga should be twice that value. Bishamay zog as the oila sriya vosmin daf bringen vem is oila l'regel. Bishamay says, he explains what I explained, that the Bishamay says that the oila which you bring when you're oila regel, when you come to the Beis Hamikdash, daf zayin veret shtei kesef, has to be the value of 2. When the shalme chagiga, the korb mishlamim, which is there for the celebrating the Yom Tov, Megun Zayin, Vert Veiniker, can be worth less than that ma kesef, only 1 ma. Beis Hillel zog fakert, Beis Hillel says the opposite, the Shana Chagiga daf nahob ma agresser shavi, vidoilus re'iyah, that the carbon shlomim has to be worth more than the carbon oila. Is the Gemara Mevair? So the Gemara explains the machlekes. Beshame halten, beshame hol sharia oila kulu legavaya mashenke mechagiga. Beshame says the carbon oila, it gets burnt. It's given as a gift completely to Hashem. It gets burnt on the mizbeach completely, whereas the chagiga is eaten by the kayanim and by the owners and so on. So only part of it is given as a gift to Hashem, and therefore as oila sriya vibalzi is in gansu legavaya. Therefore, because the oila, carbon oila, is completely given to Hashem as a gift, therefore it should be worth more than the gift that you give to yourself, achilus b'nei adam, that you're going to be eating it as well. Beis Hillel aber sagen, Beis Hillel say the opposite. Adarav, Chagiga adifa, that Chagiga is more, is, should be more expensive, has a greater value. Why? The ispa shtei achilus, because there are two levels of eating. In other words, what they mean to say is, giving a gift to Hashem can be consumed in two different ways. Part of it on the Mizbeach, and then the Kayanim eat part of it. Part of it is given to the, as a gift to the Kayanim. That's also considered a gift to Hashem. The owner gives a gift to Hashem by giving the Kayanim part of the Korban. So therefore, the Korban Chagiga has two elements of giving a gift to Hashem. Therefore, it should be worth more than the Korban Oila, which is only one gift to Hashem. Thus haste, in other words, when you look at the matter, at this issue of karbonus in a general way, it would appear that a karbon which is given completely to Hashem, to the Mizbeach, as a gift to Hashem, should be worth more than a karbon which is only partially given to Hashem. That's Beishamai. Of a mitzad prote adover, but when you look at the more in detail, more nuanced, is adarabi, you get come to the opposite conclusion. Afakerta maskona, achilus kayanim, the eating that the kayanim do, they eat part of the korban. And oich achilus bailim, in fact, also the fact that the owners eat the part of the korban, which was also a mitzvah, so it's also in some way a gift to Hashem. Funim korban is oich a mitzvah. So when the kayanim and as well as the owners eat it, that's a mitzvah in itself. Therefore, their eating, the kayanim certainly, and even the owners eating, is also a gift to Hashem. It's a mitzvah that they're performing. So it comes out that to the contrary, chagiga adifa, that the karma chagiga has a greater value, spiritual value, and therefore should be also have a greater monetary value. That's the Shittas Beis Hillel. Since the Chagiga has two ways in which it feeds Hashem, so to speak, that's why it should have more value. So again, the Machlokes boils down to what do you see at first glance, and when you look a little deeper into it, you see something completely different, the opposite in this case. Yud Gimel. Loi Dembir Anal. According to this explanation, is in the svar from the Rabbanan Alpidas Rambam, the way the Rabbanan understand it, at least the way the Rambam explained it, what he said was that a coating interferes with tumah. A coating does not allow tumah to reach the keli. Izoich v'shtanik b'siim ha-masechta, we can also understand something else that is in the end of the masechta. The shaychas v'keshet zvishin tzvei memris in the Gemara, the connection between these two statements in the Gemara. As ein oir shel gehenim sheletes in Talmid HaChachamim upayish Yisrael, that the fire of gehenim cannot harm Talmid HaChachamim or even payish Yisrael, even sinners. So what's and so they said that on zeyehem shel v'shaychet zeminim from tzibur mizbeach. How does that? What's the connection between that statement and what they said earlier, which is the issue of the coding of the Mizbeach? But now we can understand it. Noch the Mishnah and Gemara wegen the Mizbeach is in Mikdash, after the Mishnah and the Gemara explain about the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Vazdorcha kravas ha-gabonus ha-vzei bet oivgetan ha-vashachanti b'seichem in Mikdash, that through the karbonus which are brought on these Mizbeaches, that's how you bring about the Shachanti B'Seichem, that Hashem should dwell within every Yid. And after the Gemara explains the opinion of the Rabbanan as the Rambam explains it, as Mekuk Tzich Einin Prote Yadover, that when you look into the details, the nuances, Zet Menat Tzipui, what you see is that it's only a coating. Thus is bottled some Ikira Keli, that this coating, even though on the surface it seems to be what the Keli is, that it's a copper Mizbeach, but when you look a little deeper, you see that it's only a coating to what the Mizbeach really is. It's only secondary to what the Keli is. Is Behem Shechlozeh, so now we understand that, so now the Gemara brings another point. The Memris, First of all, he brings the statement that Shachanti B'Seichem, it doesn't say B'Seichoi, I will dwell in the Beis HaMikdash, but B'Seichem within them, within each and every Jew. In other words, that each Yid has to create a Beis HaMikdash within himself through his or own Avoida. And then in this you also have the same Svara, the same concept. What do you see? As mizich mizbeinim b'kipsag din beis hillel in prote inyonim, when you look into the matter a little more deeply, as beis hillel expects, ve'et klar becomes clear as afilu dinyonim bilter etzuyim, that even those things, those negative things that a yid has, afilu dozos menzed by peish yisrael, even when you look at an actual sinner, that is not what defines them as a person, as a yid. This is nothing more than a coding. It's something which is added to what the person really is. And therefore, because it's only a coding, it's something which is secondary to what the person really is. That etzem v'pnimis v'na'idnis azoy v'yam ezbeach, and that the essence and the inner meaning of what really defines a yid is that they are like a mizbeach, toy v'kdusha, good and holiness. When the far is nitshayach ader oyer shel gehenem zol shoyvet zayin azay, and therefore, because the averis that they have are only a coding and not who they really are, therefore there's no reason for the fire of gehenem to actually harm them. Yudalit. Inyan anal is euch masim mit dem klodus de geschitte von Beis Hillel vi mit af kukken oif aiden. And this idea also fits with what Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel's approach about how you have to look at another yid. Ut kun mudrush in dem oibin de bantam achlegs in Beishamei Beis Hillel, as can be seen from this Beishamei, the machlegs in Beishamei Beis Hillel, Beishamei zol kalakamei shehi, that Beishamei said that you identify the person with the qualities that they have and nothing more. And Beis Hillel zogt kalanova chasuda, whereas Beis Hillel says you identify them as a beautiful person. And it's also actually seen in their very names, Shammai and Hillel. Says you do as a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, ver anger of mechasim v'kalu. We know that Hashem and the Jewish people are called the chasin. Hashem is the chasin. The Jewish people are the kalu. Halt Beishamai. So Beishamai says, Beishamai is Maloshin Hashem Hasamar Chaysav, that the word Shamai comes from the word sum. He places his ways. What does that mean? But here he wants to reinterpret the word sum, which means shum, which means to assess. Shum leitna uptaych von shatzen o mesten de drachim, that it means to assess the ways of the Yidden. As medaktik zayin un upshatzen genoi, that you have to be particular and you have to assess clearly and truthfully and accurately. You have to look at a person's behavior and see what are they. You have to assess it according to the way they behave. Kalakamashi, as Beis Shammai says, they have to identify the person as who they truly are. And that's according to your assessment of what they really are, of how they behave. That's how you should treat them. That comes from the word Shammai, which means to assess. Shom or chesav, to assess their ways. Oba Beis Hillel, vasem aloshim bal uneirei, but Beis Hillel means to the light shines. They always see the bright aura that comes from a yid. Say beleichten, they shine and illuminate, and thus is kaveya euch benegel upeil b'olam hazeh depnimis fin yedazach. Shammai tries to bring us a special illumination, a new view, something that it makes everything look brighter. And that's how you have to look at something, even in this world. You have to see what is it capable of, what's on the inside. If you look a little deeper, what will you see? So Beis Hillel says, on the inside, in their essence, every yid is perfect, is great. Kala Nova Chasuda, every Kala is beautiful and kind. und die Heichache v'asbar in dem, and the proof that this is how it has to be done comes from Mashal Adam. They give a parable. If a person bought something from the on the marketplace, should you praise it or the opposite? What does he mean? What do they mean by that? Since Hashem took this purchase, he chose the Yidden as his kallah. Is doch borer as be'etzem is the mekach toivik dusha. So therefore, it's clear that the purchase that Hashem made, the acquisition that he made, the Yidden as his people, everything is good and holy. Although, when you look at it on the surface, they don't seem to be so perfect. At least this person doesn't seem to be so perfect. And that doesn't change what they are truly on the inside and what their essence is. And that in their essence, he's good. Since it's clear that the Chosn, which is Hashem in this case, has chosen this person as his Kala, so then for sure, without question, Hashem decided and sees that it's a Kala Nova Chasuda, that it's a perfect person. On the inside, in the essence, it's perfect. So that's how Hillel sees it. Now the Baifa, the Tnai, Kem Shagamara Biksubis, but you need the condition that a person has to be integrated with people, has to be, you know, friendly and involved with people. When a person becomes integrated and is friendly with other people, when a person gets involved and tries to understand what that person is going through, that they live in this world which presents its own tests and tribulations, is very difficult to remain pure and holy in this world. Is then you will certainly come to the recognition that whatever seems to be wrong with that person is only from outside factors. They're exposed to things which the world presents, but on the inside, their true essence is one of perfection. That's why you need to be able to understand a person in order to be able to assess them as a perfect, as a good person. Tezvav, and das is the yirah fayeder, and this is the lesson for each and every person. When you see something negative about another person, you could see them as a blind person, or in other words, a faulted person, God forbid. Is so then, if it's a faulted person, how could you have any interaction with them? I have to stay away from a person like that. So Bishul says, no. Why do you look at him just with what your eye sees? Why do you look only at the surface, what appears on the surface? Don't look at what he looks like on the surface. Since Hashem chose this person as a Jew and took him, acquired him as his own child, is zicher as it is a kalon of a chasuda without question, or actually I should say, chose him as his kalon, and therefore without question it's a kalon of a chasuda, a perfect person of ibald mahot as dir bavizen davsavashtena. Since you were shown, you have to understand that the reason that you see the fault is because it's your job to illuminate it. It's your job to bring out something, a shine, bring out something bright from this darkness that you see. Health and unplecken in ems and pnimis, you have to illuminate that person, you have to bring out what's on the inside of that person. And through the avoda in the time of Golos, that we approach it the way Beis Hillel approaches it. Because we know that in the time of Golos, until Mashiach comes, the halacha always follows Beis Hillel. There isn't even as the Gemara says, that it's completely out of the question to conduct yourself like Beis Shammai. In this case, it means that you never look at a Yid to what the two appearances, you know, there's you know, finished assessment with what appears to be. But you have to go further and see that on the inside everything is fine. It's a beautiful and kind kala. And therefore it's your job to work with every single yid to bring out what they truly are capable of and what they have on their inside and what they truly are. And when you do that in the time of Golus, then we will be zeichet to the final marriage of the yidn with Hashem in the time of Mashiach. And demot ken shezayin as vezayin alochi b'shamay. And then it will taka be able to be the halacha like Beishamai, as we know that in the time of Mashiach will be halacha Beishamai. Why will it be able to be the halacha like Beishamai that you could look at the surface and assess from that? The reason is because Hashem will remove all evil from the world. That men zen oich begoli beinabaser as yed the id kalakamesh he is a kol nevachasuda. Then when you look at even the surface of a yid, you will be able to see on the surface that it's a kalanova chasuda. You will be able to see everything, even the surface will be in a perfect state.